It's Lori again. So today we're continuing on our journey of the red hot copywriting checklist, which is Red Hot Copy's secret sauce to sizzling copy. So this step is the very first step. We're talking about the scannability. There are five steps, and this is a series that's going to cover them all, but the scannability is really important with your copy, especially with our, you know, attention deficit disorder brains. Everybody's looking for something new, and I think people stay on a website now 1 to 2 seconds, sometimes 3 to 4, but it's come down significantly. It's always been quick. People want to know whether or not this is a good investment of their time hanging out on your website, right? So they're going to kind of just take a quick once over. It's like a first impression. And they're going to see, is this something that is for me or not for me? Let's find out right away by just kind of glossing through what this is, what's your story. So you want to make sure that you have a clear path with your, you want to make sure there's a lot of white space in your copy to give the eyes a rest, and there's a graphic element to copy that a lot of people don't realize. When you have like big chunks of words put together, people are going to gloss over them. They're not going to read them. You got to make it easy on your reader. Like, take them by the hand and guide them through. Sort of like if you're walking your dog, you have the leash and you're in charge. You're supposed to be anyway. Not when I walk my dogs. They drag me. However, that's not the idea. The idea is you're in charge and you are going to take them through the copy with the flow by looking at where your headlines and subheadlines are. So you're going to break up the copy with subheadlines that are going to further your reader along through the copy. And let me tell you, long form sales copy still works. It will always work. It's how you present it. And there are different templates now that you'll see that people are using. It's still long form sales copy. It's just broken up in different ways to make it more scannable. Nothing wrong with that. You want to make it easy for them to buy from you. That's what you want. And so you want to think of almost a plane flying over a big long sales letter, right? A big piece of sales copy. And what do you see? You see these broken up spots. You see headlines and then some copy and subheadlines and some copy and some bullets and testimonials and subheadlines. And so you have this elegant pathway, hopefully, of your copy that breaks up the eye pattern and it's less tiring on your reader's eyes if there's some white space, and they're more likely to take in what you have to say. The same goes with formatting. Now, there's a lot of rules about formatting, or suggestions, let's say, and by formatting I'm talking about like bold, italics, underlines, which personally I don't like to underline online because that looks like a hyperlink to me, and people are trained to think that it's going to go somewhere. So that's my preference. Capital letters, parentheses, punctuation, all those sorts of things add to the flow of your copy and the scannability. And this is something that you do after you've written the copy. You go back and you break it up. Now, if you have been doing it for a long time, like I have and a lot of people I know, and maybe you as well, you can do the scannability piece while you're writing the copy and break it up. But you also, and when you're done, after you've written all your copy, you want to go through and make certain that you read it out loud and you see where the natural breaks are, where people would take a breath, and does it make sense? And have you left words out? That happens a lot when you don't read your copy out loud. Read your copy out loud. So that's what you're going to do when it's done. You're going to make sure that you have keywords and keyword phrases that are going to pop out often by formatting, bolding, highlighting. Well, I'm not a big fan of highlighting anymore either, but that is a way of formatting. And when I say highlighting, what I'm talking about is the yellow marker that you see in offline copy often that has made its way onto online copy. And some of my old stuff had it too, but I'm not a big fan of it. I think it looks hypey to me. It looks too salesy. So that's my personal preference. You want to make sure that you have a lot of bullets because people love bullets. And you want to become a master at writing bullets. And for that, I have a system of writing bullets that I'll get into on another one of these because it's just too long. But John Carlton is the master of bullet writing. He's amazing. His bullets are really meaty. I mean, you'll get so frustrated trying to write like him because he's been doing it for a really long time and he's really good at it. So just study his bullets and that's going to help you a lot. You want to have a lot of white space, like I said, between your paragraphs. You want to have graphics that are fast loading because you don't want to have your website take too long to pop up. People are very impatient nowadays, very impatient. And you want to have a single call to action. And it's very tempting to want to throw everything in there. But on your long form sales copy page or anything where you're selling something, you want to have a single call to action. Now, what does that mean if you have different packages? That's still a single call to action because you're selling the same concept, but you're delivering it in different ways for different price points. And that's perfectly fine. Once you get your copy in place, then hopefully you will have persuaded the reader to want to pull out that credit card and become your customer. So we'll get on with the next piece really soon.